hosted us 8:20 about a month ago.
Like, pleasure to be back here in Australia, and also it's been a while for me to have an event with the AIIA, because at the time I was in IFAN, this is before the Office of National Security. But about 20 months ago, I left the government and I joined ASEAN. So nowadays, I'm enjoying the freedom of speech very much. So I can speak for myself, not on behalf of government. But I will be enjoying this today's seminar very much, because the first session will cover strategic environment in Asia-Pacific region. I have noticed some changes in the strategic environment. As you know, the most dominant feature in Asia-Pacific region is the rise of China. And so whether U.S. rebalancing strategy is working or not, so two big giants, whether they can cooperate with each other or not, is going to be a quite critical factor in determining the future of Asia-Pacific region. But unlike this year, maybe 2015 is the year we can see more management rather than confrontation between the two giants. That's my personal hunch. After seeing the summit, the bilateral summit between United States and China in Beijing, alongside with APEC, I can detect some moderation on each part about the foreign policy. China has been very forthcoming in proposing various proposals like AIIB or the new security architecture, Asian Security Forum, and also maybe people have begun to be much concerned with Sino-centric regional architecture. That's one. But China, it seems to me, does not want to have a direct confrontation with the United States in the meantime, because it needs to have quite peaceful environment to keep focused on economic and social problems of its own. The Xi Jinping has launched anti-corruption campaign very much, so he needs very stable and peaceful external environment for him to be focused much more on domestic issues very much. U.S. as well, but actually winning the midterm election by the Republicans, U.S. has become more security concerned entity. So I was attended a meeting in Washington about a couple of weeks ago. The mood in Washington has become more security oriented. Everything is so much what you call security ties very much. So, but on the other hand, maybe United States does not want to have a confrontation in Asia Pacific region because it has much more urgent issue, IS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and also there's more urgent problem also like the China, and U.S. is preoccupied with domestic situation very much. That's the first trend. So whether these two giants can cooperate with each other. On surface, I think maybe stable, but underneath the surface, maybe still ongoing strategic competition between the two giants. But we'll see what will happen next year. So 2015 is the year of the 70th anniversary of ending the World War II. For Korea, it's the 50th anniversary of the normalizing our relation with Japan. So the 2015 is the year whether we can look forward or look back. So the past history might dictate the present and future. So it's very important year for us how we look and how we approach 2015. And also the military buildup is going on in Asia Pacific region very much. Power projection capability of each country is increasing very much. And also territorial dispute is still going on. We have not recognized territorial dispute between Japan and Korea because Korea has the jurisdictional rights over Tokyo, so we don't recognize territorial dispute. But there's still territorial dispute between China and Japan, between Japan and Russia. So after having the bilateral meeting in APEC, Prime Minister Abe and Xi Jinping, President Xi Jinping, are likely to cooperate to maybe tone down the tone of the territorial claim over Senkaku Daiyayu Dao. But still, maybe this is combined together with the 70th anniversary of World War II, ending of World War II, how they can be combined with rising nationalistic sentiment in each country. So Prime Minister Abe will be in office until 2018. So whether he will be able to exercise or maybe upgrade his foreign policy or not, So that will be met by the Chinese or other surrounding countries in the region. So rise of nationalistic sentiment is a trend I can expect. So, but on surface, maybe each country needs to have external environment, peaceful external environment. But North Korea is another fact which actually can present a very direct threat to not only to South Korea, but also the other regional countries very much. So without further ado, I'd like to invite the speakers and also discussants. We have two speakers, Dr. Malcolm Davis from Australian side and Dr. Jae-jok Park from Korean side. I'm not going to introduce them because we have each one's bio in our booklet, so we need to have more time for our discussion. So I'd like to ask the presenter to speak about 10 to 15 minutes, not more than 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And each discussant, we have three discussants. The discussant can have about 5 minutes. So not lecture, just points directly to the questions and comments. And we have my dear friend, James Cotton, from Australian side. We have Cho In-young from the Korean side, Chung-Hang University. And also we have Dr. Jason Young from Australian side. So without further ado.
New Zealand side.
Sorry. Neighbor. Okay, from New Zealand. So without further ado, let me invite Dr. Malcolm Davis for his presentation. Please.